Yeah, I'm very, very well, thank you. Very well. Just enjoying this lovely, wonderful, sunny London day.
Awesome. Nice and sunny here in Belfast too, but I don't think we're quite getting the heat that you guys are getting over there. Anyway, great to have you on the show. I want to start by saying congratulations for being a part of the only band ever that we've had to lock the gates for here at Cool FM. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. Fantastic, thank you.
So the last time you were at Cool FM, I think it wasn't long after you guys won X Factor with One Direction, the crowd outside in the car park was that big that we actually had to lock the gates. The only band we've ever had to do that for, so forget all the other awards. That's the real achievement.
That's it. I'm gonna quit today.
Right, so over the last couple of months, obviously, you've been releasing a pretty steady stream of music, and your new one is out today. It's called Familiar. You've got Jay Balvin on it. Tell me a bit about the song.
We kind of met up and found out that we liked each other through a mutual friend, and you know, we hung out, and he's a really, really, really wonderful, nice guy. And you know, I was like, all right, then, you know, he was wanting to listen to some stuff, so I showed him the song, and he was like, yeah, let me do something. And I was like, cool. So he took it away, and you know, he didn't just put the rap at the end of the song is the thing that I liked the most. He kind of got involved with the whole song, so I don't know, that makes it a bit more special for me. So I kept everything on that he did, and yeah, that's how it was birthed.
Yeah, I guess the thing that's always consistent with your music as well is it always touches on that sort of late 90s, early noughties R&B kind of vibe. Is that the era that inspires you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the era I grew up in, really. So that's the kind of music that I would listen to, obviously, you know, your Usher stuff, Justified by Justin Timberlake, that kind of thing. Also Robbie Williams as well. Those are the kind of people that I'm influenced the most by, I'd say.
Cool. So you've got J Balvin on the new track. In the past, you have worked with Zedd, Quavo and Rita Ora. Do you prefer doing collabs?
I don't know, but the thinking behind a lot of this stuff is that the world is kind of heading into this zone where we're all, you know, listening to playlists that are made for us throughout, you know, these massive platforms. So I was thinking, you know, how can albums really compete with that sort of thing unless I make my album like a playlist? So, you know, including most of the people who would be on a major playlist today in your album, I think was, you know, the smartest thing that I could do. So, you know, I kind of tried to make it fun and entertaining in that sense. It's not really an extremely personal album, but there's definitely like personal bits on there of different things that I've gone through maybe, or I'm currently going through. And yeah, I mean, it's just kind of fun loving free. I wanted to like talk to my generation about my experiences with love and sex and all sorts of stuff.
Is there anyone you really, really want to collab with? I mean, you've done the Rita Ora thing, you've had Zedd on there, two massive stars in the world of music.
You know what? I mean, Calvin Harris has always been a massive one for me because I was a huge fan when I was younger, and obviously his new song, I think, with Duo is absolutely amazing. So I think he'd be one I'd like to target a little bit.
And if you did the thing with Calvin Harris, just interesting point, because obviously Calvin Harris, he's kind of going through a bit of a change at the minute too, where his music is going a bit more down tempo. Do you think that is the perfect fit for what you're doing then?
Yeah, I mean, I like that sort of stuff. The kind of everything's getting a lot more chill these days, which is really, really cool. So I'm definitely going to bring it down to that at some point, I reckon.
So obviously you are one of the busiest guys in the world. Like, you're in the studio loads, you're releasing song after song. But as well as that, you're also a new dad. So how's that all working out? How's that all piecing together for you?
It's going well. I mean, you know, it's difficult to go away all the time. That's one of the hardest bits about it. But, you know, I would rather go away and work hard for what I have and show my son that example than stay at home, even though I'd love to spend every minute with him. I just don't think I'm teaching him anything at that point. And that's important for me as a dad so far. You know, at this point, I think being a dad, it's hard to judge what you're really extremely necessary for sometimes because, you know, Cheryl's got a lot of it covered and my job is just to make him smile every so often. And that's the thing for me. It's like, you know, I go in and I do the nappies and all that sort of stuff, but what do I really want to teach him? And the only thing I can do at the moment is just keep moving and start showing you, you know, when you were born, these are the things that I did. And however successful I am, those are the things I can explain to him. This is why I did it, you know? I think it's very important that I get around and do this, especially while he's young and learning, so that when he's old enough I can say, look, that's where you want to be at with anything you do, any passion you have in life, whether it's singing, dancing, acting, whatever, you know, or being a businessman or a shopkeeper or anything. I don't know what you want to do, but that's what you have to do if you want to get good at what you do. You got to work hard.
And speaking of working hard, obviously you're going to be busy over the next couple of months, so what have you got coming up?
Well, obviously the single comes out and I just got to see how it goes, really. I've got a lot of different shows planned and I'm planning my own tour. My album's coming out this year at some point as well. So, you know, and then the tour comes after that. So I've started like the building stages and all sorts of different things for my tour, trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do next, I guess, and just to see how far I can take this.
Nice. So obviously the album's on the way then, it's in the pipeline. Any sort of projected date for us? Any exclusives in there for us?
You know what? I keep saying dates with different things and I get in a lot of trouble for that. One Direction reunion dates, all sorts of stuff. But really, I'm just taking a gamble because I like that. I'm a gambling man. And I don't know. I think summertime the album will be out and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. Liam, really, really good to have you on. Good luck
with
everything.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You have a nice day now.
Go on and play the new song right now just before you go. Could you be as kind as to introduce it for me?
Of course I can. Hi guys, it's Liam Payne here. This is my brand new single with J Balvin. This is Familiar.